the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. Thank you for coming by and making a part of your listening day. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. You can also email, if you like, my well-scrubbed companions. It's rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. All right. Pleased to note that for the next, I don't know, whatever, segment of this program, I'm going to do my best to restrain my inner giddy schoolgirl as we welcome these two gentlemen to the program. Before we do that, this is what we call a Rick Emerson Guarantees. In just a moment, we're going to talk to two people who were part of a defining film that shaped the generation. They're going to be back this summer, and we'll talk to them next. In the meantime, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com, who kind of made all of this happen. Scott, how are you, sir?
I am well, sir. How are you this afternoon?
I am rolling, brother.
I'm just amazed that this actually happened today. A couple days ago, was on the phone.
You were dead to us.
Exactly.
Because
I never bring anything to
you've
the show.
You've just become dead weight on this program.
Yes.
You've become a millstone.
That's what I do.
But last week you actually had a film to review, and then Scott Daly calls me like 2 days ago. I'm at a conference meeting. Department head meeting, and it's like, and you left me a series of increasingly frantic messages like, you've got to call me back now, you've got to call. And so I finally called him back, and he said, how would you like to have Brian O'Halloran and Jeff Anderson on? And I'm like, but which, what, who are you talking about? Because it was one of the, I had like cognitive dissonance about it. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show in 1994, and there are no superlatives that I could use that have not already been lavished on Clerks and some of the following films from Kevin Smith. It is not an overstatement to say that I think it changed. I really do sound like that inner world guy. It changed the way a generation viewed film.
It really did. It really did.
I think if you were to point to two films that changed the way that a lot of people look at movies, you would either say Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, and Clerks. And let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show from Clerks and the upcoming film Clerks 2, Jeff Anderson and Brian O'Halloran. How are you?
Hello.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Thank you guys for coming in. First of all, let me just ask the dumb radio guy question right out of the gate, just because it's the thing you've got to ask. This is 1993 that you made Clerks, is that correct? And it was out of 94, am I right about that?
Yeah, we filmed in 93, and it went to the 1994 Sundance Film Festival, and then got picked up, and then distributed, I think, October of 94.
So when you guys are there with Kevin Smith and Scott Mosier, and you're making this film, and when you were making the original Clerks, what was the best case scenario in your head at that time when you're there at the now legendary Quick Stop? You're making it. What in your head? What are you thinking was the best possible outcome?
I'd have a great little party video to show friends when I'm a little bit goofy and drunk.
I was just happy about stocking up on free baseball cards while in the convenience store.
They would like me stuffing crap into your bag.
Yeah, just grabbing Kit Kats and things like that.
Is that what passed for craft services? Just look away, and then the tasty cake goes right into the bag.
That was, but the sad reality was, whenever you took something, you actually had to write it down because we had to pay for it later. So
that is
the magic of film.
Was that part of the $27,000 budget for this film?
Yeah, no, we paid that ourselves.
Oh, that was your own, out of your own pocket.
Yeah, that wasn't the budget.
The Twizzler went right under the, there was a line item.
Yeah, exactly.
The only film that you're in where we actually paid to be in it. It makes no sense.
Well, that kind of leads me to a question I have. Now, I know, Jeff, that you were friends with Kevin in high school. Is that correct?
That is correct. Kevin and I graduated high school together.
So okay. And Brian, how did you get involved in Clerks?
Well, I was a stage actor beforehand. He had held auditions out of a playhouse that I'd worked out of. And the owner called me up a month prior saying these guys are going to be auditioning for extras in a film that they want to use the playhouse, and they want me to call the actors that worked in the playhouse to come and audition. And a month went by, I totally forgot about it. He called me in a panic the next day, going, where were you? I thought you were going to come down. I was like, oh, is that last night? Oh, I totally forgot. Is there another night? They're like, yeah, tonight. I went down there, and I just put together this evil type of monologue, did this monologue, which you can actually see on the Clerks 10-year anniversary DVD, and right. He enjoyed what I did. He's like, too bad I don't have a villain in the film, but I'd love you to read for this part. And I read it. I didn't know what I was auditioning for. There was no scripts for us to look at. I could have been auditioning for porn, for all I knew.
That New Jersey porn.
That's next.
It actually kind of is in its own little way.
It's Clerks 3.
Yeah. And so I was supposed to, I said, how many principals are there? He said six, but they're already cast. But when I read for him and then kept reading for him, he really enjoyed it, and he cast me as the Dante the Clerk.
The lovable Dante. Now, Jeff, I understand that you originally auditioned for the role of Jay.
I did. I went to the auditions. I didn't plan on auditioning. The original role of Dante was written for a friend of mine, and like I said, I knew Kevin, and so all my friends were sort of going to be involved in this film, and I went down there to make fun of my friend. I had a pea shooter, and while he was on stage auditioning, I was sort of pelting him with peas.
Does your friend hate you? Because you always
now he does.
It was like Johnny Depp. Isn't that how Johnny Depp got the role in Nightmare on Elm Street? He was like with some friend, and like Johnny Depp was like the ride down there. And there's like these guys like, I'm Ted. I'm here to audition. Like, screw Ted. Who's your friend? And that they bring in Johnny Depp, and like Ted is, you know, like Ted's working the Ted's a parking enforcer somewhere.
Yeah, it's very similar.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Excellent.
You just call him late at night. Go, hey, do you remember me? So
I'm like, I have to go. I'm about to do an interview, bud.
I'm about to be photographed with Playmates. I'll try to call you tonight if I am not too intoxicated.
We're here around to it.
Jeff Anderson and Brian O'Halloran from Clerks and Clerks 2. By the way, we'll give you a phone number if you've got a question, a comment, a query. If you'd just like to call in and squeal like a girl, it's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Clerks 2 comes out. Did it get moved? It was supposed to be, am I right about it? It was supposed to be August, and it got moved to...
It was supposed to be August, and now it is July 21st. We don't like to wait to the last minute to get out there and promote.
Somebody's asked me if it was because of the snakes on a plane thing, if they just thought that it would be too much fanboy for 1 month, like we would all just have an embolism.
Yeah, we thought that, you know, we had an advantage with Lady in the Water coming out. Like, you know what, a Philly movie, a Jersey movie, it should be that rivalry for the weekend box office.
Fantastic. How many years after Clerks does Clerks 2 take place? Is it real time? Is it 12 years? Is it...
Yeah, we filmed, I think it's 12 years that we filmed, but in film world, it's actually 10 years.
10 years. And this is, I mean, I guess we can talk about some of the stuff that's in the trailer. I don't want to give everything away, but you guys are not, you are still Clerks, but you are now working at, is it at a movies? Is that?
Yeah, it's the fast food joint in Kevin's new View Askew World, Movies, which I think was initially out with Jay and Silent Bob and Dogma. And so we are now flipping burgers as opposed to peddling cigarettes.
And if people go see Clerks 2, are they going to recognize a lot of the other people from what everybody kind of calls the Askewniverse now, the sort of Kevin Smith world? Is there crossover with all of the films or...
No, the only four characters who really make their return is the Dante, Randall, and then, of course, Kevin as Silent Bob, and then Jay, Muse as Jay. And then the other characters, there's not really that many characters in this film, to be honest with you. Jason Lee shows up and plays a customer in a really funny scene. Ben Affleck literally, I think, has five words as a customer. And another employee in the movies is an actor who plays Elias by the name of Trevor Furman, who first was in Jeff's film, Now You Know. And then the manager of this fine establishment is Becky, who's played by Rosario Dawson.
Let's all pause to conjure up mental images of Rosario Dawson, by the way. There's the text.
She's calling already.
All right. Yeah, the restraining order's kicking in.
Now, I understand when Kevin approached both of you with the script of Clerks 2 that you guys were really like, do we really need to do this? Is this something we want to revisit? What were your initial thoughts when Kevin talked to both of you about Clerks 2?
Well, being a working actor, I was like, yeah, great. You know, more work for me. I was like, you know, and immediately jumped on that. Jeff, you know, is the more sensible one out of the two of us. He had his reasons, like, you know, I don't know if we should be tackling this.
Yeah, it's like it didn't seem to me that Clerks needed a sequel.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a weird movie that 10 years later people still watch and watch over and over again, and I didn't want to mess that up.
Is there any worry about that? Is there any worry that people are going to... I mean, because Kevin Smith has very, one might even say, freakishly devoted fans, and I count myself as one of them.
Do you
feel that pressure about, you know, that it's got to live up to this thing that has become, the iconography around Clerks is huge. Do you feel that pressure?
Well, yeah, the fan base is definitely two steps from Kool-Aid and the Nikes. So,
I wasn't going to say that. I'm glad you said that.
You definitely don't want to tick that fan base off. So, yeah, you know, you could totally ruin, if you come out with a really sad or lame or just horrible script, you know, you can totally ruin that nice, warm, fuzzy feeling that the first film gave them. And then the next thing you know, I mean, me and Jeff still get fan mail after all these years about those two roles that, you know, we always have kind words when people come up to us and quote lines from the movie. If we tick them off, the next thing you know, that whole warm feeling's gone. You guys screwed such a great film. Oh, you guys are idiots.
You raped my childhood.
Well, because then they're morphing your face over
I get
Lucas.
That anyway.
From actual children.
So, so, So how did it make you guys feel? I mean, this is an obvious question, but to get an 8-minute standing ovation at Con, did you both go to Con this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then when the curtains came up and people were down their feet for 8 minutes, that must have been amazing.
That was pretty freaky. I mean, the whole Con thing, we were there that week, and a lot of the films that were there weren't getting received well.
Really?
So we were on a Friday. We had a midnight screening, and, you know, Kevin, who had been there a couple of times, actually seemed nervous. And Kevin never gets nervous about stuff, so... Yeah. It was kind of a nerve-wracking thing, but when the movie ended and they were clapping and clapping and clapping and
wow,
I thought there was something stuck in my hand.
It's got a few
so cool, so funny,
weird and great. Yeah, it got better reception than a Ron Howard film because the Da Vinci Code was sort of, you know, they received that in a lukewarm fashion.
Yeah, and you know, here it is, a French Queen movie got booed
in France.
That's a rough crowd.
We're talking about, and then we're coming in with a donkey show. I don't know, a little daring, I think.
Well, once again, it is France, so...
They love that donkey, I guess.
They do, indeed.
Send your letters to him, please.
Talking to Jeff Anderson and Brian O'Halloran, Clerks 2 comes out July 21st. I have to ask this on behalf of somebody. There's a friend of ours, our friend Aaron, has a bet riding... How do I put this? This is the second bet of this nature today. He has a bet riding with a lady friend. And the bet involves men and women hugging each other in a very special way that sometimes they do when they're in love. And the question is about the sequence in Clerks when it is the sequence right before it is revealed that Caitlin Bree is going to be engaged. And Jeff, I believe you're there reading a newspaper. You're sort of leaning back with a newspaper.
Okay.
Am I right about that? And the question is whether you had your lines taped to the inside of the paper or whether it was all part of the character reading the paper.
Oh, man. That one kills me. I had never had lines taped to the newspaper. That's just, I can't act.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Well, there you go. So I wonder who won that bet.
No, I believe that's Aaron.
Okay.
So, excellent.
Of course.
Let's get Tony here. We're talking to Jeff Anderson, Brian O'Halloran. Clerks 2 comes out.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
What do you got, Tony?
I'm a really big fan of that movie, and there's a question I'm going to ask Jeff. The scene where you're like, there's like...
No, I wasn't reading.
The one with the child, and she's asking for a kid film, and you're reading off all those dirty films, and
the list of porn titles, right?
Yeah, and it was like, I gotta admit, it was like, how many times did you have to read that scene over again without cracking up?
You know what's interesting about that scene is we were going into that scene and we rehearsed it a couple of times, and those titles were actually written down. Those I didn't have memorized.
Was the kid there for all of them?
No, the kid wasn't there. I think Kevin wanted the kid there, but I asked for the kid to please go away.
That would be all kinds of weird reading that from a 3-year-old child.
Yeah, but when we were doing that scene, we had rehearsed it a couple of times, and I think he had like 8 titles written down on the page, and I was like, Kevin, you know, don't we get the idea after 4 titles? Is it really necessary to keep going with this? So he was like, give me the list back. So I gave him the list back, and he's like, yeah, we don't have to do all this. So we finished setting up the lighting and everything else, and we really only had 1 or 2 takes for this film. Like, we just didn't have enough film stock.
Right.
So we're getting ready to do the scene, and I got back in position. He goes, okay, you ready? I'm in action. He handed me back the paper, and he actually added 4 titles to the list.
That's the Smithian way.
I learned to never speak up again.
We're here with Jeff Anderson and Brian O'Halloran. Clerks 2 comes out July 21st. I know you guys are on a tight schedule today, but it would be remiss, the fans would, I think, lynch me later if I did not ask about, because there's been Clerks, now Clerks 2, Clerks the Animated Series, which is out on DVD, and there's Clerks the Comic Book, at least one line of comics, and there may be 2 titles, there's at least one. We've heard about a Clerks animated film or a series of films. Can you guys tell us what else is coming up in the Clerks world? What else are they going to be doing?
In recent interviews I've been with Kevin, when people give him that question, yeah, he is definitely going to make a Clerks animated movie, which will probably just go straight to DVD, but it'll be uncensored, and you know, it'll be another series. And it's the Clerks animated world is completely different. It has nothing to do time wise or anything with the features, and so. He's saying something maybe around the start working on that in maybe like 2008 or so.
Excellent.
But he definitely wants to do it.
Well, I have to say, you guys are, in a way, it's sort of like, it's like a Jersey zoetrope kind of a thing. You know, it is sort of, you know, is a coterie of guys who've been making movies in one, you know, and the lineups change slightly from film to film or from project to project. But I think people identify with Kevin and his films and with all of you guys, both as people and actors, because they see a group of guys who grew up, who knew each other, who are sticking together. and who are, you know, and they're doing what they're doing. And not to blow sunshine, but I mean that you guys, you make the projects you want to make, and clearly they all kind of come from the heart. And, you know, and there isn't a lot of, you know, you pander, but only in the best of ways.
You are blowing sunshine.
Fantastic.
Rick brings up a really good point about how your characters have grown over 10 years in the film. It's really 12. Was it a challenge to come back to these characters 12 years later?
You know, what was great is that Kevin had included these characters in, you know, some of the other films, in Jay and Bob Strikes Back.
Right.
We were able to do the cartoon series. That it wasn't really tough because it was almost like we were keeping in spring training form, you know, every couple of years. He'd bring us in and throw a couple of warm-up pitches with these characters, so to speak. And then, you know, we were kind of in shape. It didn't get us too far away to get into it. And that's the other thing. If we were in a lot more stuff, we would have been probably burnt out by now. So that the chemistry that, you know, the character of Dante and Randall have with each other was still that fresh and new type of thing. And the other thing is he wrote this great, you know, emotional expansion of these two characters that you never saw in the first film or any other type of the films that they showed up. And then you really get this surprise feeling, wow, like these guys really have a lot more going on than just arguing about Star Wars.
Right. But people forget, I think, sometimes if they don't go back and watch it, how, in a way, touching that film really is. It's, you know, it is in the way that the best sort of guy films, to use that term loosely, they are about, you know, kind of the, it's like the, it's like Shawshank, but in a store or something. I don't know what I'm talking about. All right, Jeff Anderson, Brian O'Halloran, Clerks 2, it comes out July 21st. Is there anything else you guys want to pimp or whore while you're here? You can, this is a pimping zone, my friend. You can.
I'm just going to throw out one other thing, showing once again that Clerks is breaking ground. For this movie, and it's actually the first time it's ever been done in film, we recorded a podcast commentary that will be downloadable on iTunes and Clerks 2.com.
Best thing I've ever heard.
You could load it onto your iPod. You go into the movie theater. It'll come out the week after the film opens, and you sync your iPod up with the opening credits, and you will be able to hear a commentary.
Curse my metal body for not thinking about it.
While you are in the theater, it's never been done before in film, and I think it's going to happen all the time.
Okay, now I have to kill myself.
That is beautiful.
All right.
That's great. Obviously, you guys were involved in that too, in the commentary.
It was Jeff and Kevin and Scott. I was on the East Coast at the time, so they weren't able to get me out there, but. It's amazing. So when you start seeing people after the second week
wearing the iPods,
they're not rude. They're not like, oh my God, this movie
sucks. Fantastic.
And they're probably laughing at parts that you never knew. So you're gonna have to get it just because the backstories are hysterical.
I'm gonna pip the hell out of that.
Dude, I'm already embittered that I didn't think about that.
That's outstanding.
All right. All right. Thank you guys. Best of luck with the film. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks for having us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Anderson, Brian O'Halloran, Clerks 2 opens July 21st. Let's take a break here, Kristen. We'll be back after this. Live from Portland, my friends, it is AM 970 Solid State Radio. The Rick Emerson Show continues next. Don't go anywhere. We will return after this award from Scott Daly, FilmFeverRadio.com. Stay right there.